There are a couple things that make me feel otherwise. A lot of mystery always surrounded the burial ground where the pine trees never grew. That fact was written off to the legend that Indian ghosts killed off the trees as a statement about the place being sacred. After I unearthed the grave and the Stockton professors came running, they discovered the cavity was in an enormous limestone slab that lies only about 5 feet under the earth there. Stockton proclaimed that no pine tree could take root there because when the roots got deep enough to hit the slab, they would die from self-strangulation. Limestone, not ghosts. With that part of it solved, I had to take another look at what had happened to me. Mysterious as it seemed, a possible ghost gets some of the life sucked out of it when its brother mystery proves to be nothing more than 5 feet of legend covering science. And this is the tough part. Believing I saw a ghost would be a lot more convenient than believing I might have the type of mind that could hallucinate under extreme provocation. I think that's where most people would fall off. I haven't yet. It's tough, but I'm generally not swearing to any ghosts, not unless I'm in an emotional mood. Then there's the psychic who told me I would find the body. And what do I believe about psychics? The fact that the psychic nailed certain things but screwed up whose body it was seems to work more against her than for her. That's a pretty major part to screw up. However, Dr. Foddy pointed out, for the sake of diplomacy, that the psychic never actually said she saw Creed. One thing I remember about her speech was an implication that the dead want to be seen now, and that seems like another miss. There is no possible reason why Bob Haynes would want to be seen. The fact that he crawled into a grave to kill himself indicates that that's where he wanted to stay. After the discovery, my mom tried to contact Digger Haynes to tell him. His former law office told my mother he had died in Detroit, a victim of a drive-by shooting, one of his former clients who had gotten a bad verdict. It was something else I didn't need to hear, another gory death, and it meant that finding Bob Haynes wouldn't even mean anything to Digger. Maybe it did something good for the Lenapes, who some ghost lovers might say did not share Bob's feelings about additions to their graves being welcome. But that gets back into whether I believe in ghosts killing off pine trees and all that stuff. I don't take truth from circular arguments, and I have no opinion about psychics. I have wished I could have talked to Digger Haynes at least once. I would have liked to ask him what he had hoped to find when he left Steepleton. I'm sure it was some sort of search for truth, based on my mother's comments about him. I wondered if he found it stifling to live in a place where people didn't really care what a truth was.